So what happened to you?
It's been ailing. I'm still feeling the repercussions of Saturday. So I got drunk during the game. I was having a good time.
Oh, yeah, you're watching ND.
Yeah, I was watching Notre Dame at my sister's house.
On Imaginable Heights.
And then, yeah, I'm feeling nothing can stop me, dude. Nothing can stop me. So there's all these NC State fans on the internet were talking shit.
Were they? The Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack fans were like, our run defense is too good. Nobody's rushed for it. They've given up one rush of over 20 yards. And it was to some quarterback in like backup time. He just scrambled. So they were talking shit.
So
first play, Notre Dame breaks like a 25-yard run.
But you have the best rush offense against the best rush defense. What? Someone's got to give, dude.
Something's got to give, dude.
What happened?
Something broke!
Yeah.
I mean, you got the fucking number three rush offense, dude.
It was fucking... You got me going, dude. I'm going to flip this table.
I mean, you got the number six fucking pass defense.
Number six rush defense versus our fucking rush offense. Something's got to give. Something gave!
That was pretty funny. Let's watch that post. Fucking, he was cool and calm the whole time.
I know, and then he freaked out. So anyway, back to Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. It's your hype for your boys.
I was a little drunk. Not too drunk, but I was fired up. And so I met my friend from Westchester University. An old college buddy. I went over to his apartment.
Okay.
He had some friends over, and they were like, his fiance's little sister was having a college party.
What's she now?
And I was like, I don't know if I want to go to it. And they're like, fuck it. Come on. It's not weird. Yeah. We're all going. It's not weird. And I was like, all right, fine. I'll fucking go. So I show up and...
Were there any winks exchanged in this like verbal thing? I don't want to go. Big fat wink to your buddy. He was like, no, it'll be cool. Double wink.
I was in the full fucking Notre Dame tracksuit.
I wouldn't... Dude, if someone told me they were going to a house party, I'd be like, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, I was hesitant, but I didn't have anything else going on. I was like, fuck it. If they're all gone, I'll just go keep hanging out with them. Nothing's weird. And it wasn't weird. It wasn't that weird at first. So, like, when I got there, there were these kids from the school. I don't even know what school it was.
Where were you at?
It was in Manayunk.
Probably Philadelphia U. Philly U. That's, like, the school around there, or St. Joe's.
Yeah. And I think St. Joe's, actually.
Okay, I'm trying to put my, like, trying to set the scene for the SNIS. Yeah. Like, what kind of SNIS is it? St. Joe's SNIS? All right, I can proceed with the story.
They were pretty. The girls were pretty there.
Of course.
But
they're youthful.
A few of them knew me.
From stand-up.
Damn, which was cool. So then I was like...
What was your gear? What were you wearing?
I was wearing the Notre Dame tracksuit.
Of course, dude.
The full tracksuit. I was like, it's a good thing it's Halloween. People probably think I'm dressed as something. So I was like, yeah, I can wear this to the party. Great. So I'm in full tracksuit. Had a couple brews in me. I'm feeling like the man. People recognize me, so I'm like, oh my god.
And your Irish just
won? I'm the fucking man.
I swear to God, I think you tell me your dreams sometimes. Like the last Helium story. It's like the Irish just won. I have my tracksuit. All these girls recognize me.
Oh, we didn't even get to tell the dream last week. We'll tell that again.
Holy shit, that never made it.
It got cut, yeah.
Oh my god.
So this week, this was my dream. This quickly turned into a nightmare. Though. Like, there was this group of kids around me that were like, oh, like, and I was drunk. I was being arrogant. I was pontificating about stand up. I was fucking, god. Don't worry, guy. Like, I'm the fucking man, like talking shit.
That's so funny.
And then I went upstairs to use the bathroom. And when I came back down, I fell down the steps. I fell down the steps at a college party. And like, people were like, oh, like, all the kids were yelling.
Oh my God. And classic slapstick for him, dude.
And the way I felt, because the stairs were soaked and my feet just went out and I just slid down on my butt in front of all these people. And like, right into this group of girls. And I like was laying down in like wet beer.
You went down like a speed slide into hot young chicks. And you got to tuck your hands to your chest, dude.
It was crazy. It was so fast.
That's why they have you tuck your hands to your chest on a speed slide. So you don't come off and accidentally grope when you're in the pool. So you're blinded.
They like helped me up.
Yeah.
And were like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine.
Put your hands to your chest.
It didn't hurt because it was just a slide.
And it didn't.
Yeah.
How's your hiney now?
My hiney is, I got a bruised right cheek, dude. I have a big bruise on my right cheek.
Jesus.
This isn't the first time this has happened to me. I've fallen at parties before. But this girl was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And then somebody else was like, how old are you? And I was like, I gotta get the fuck out of here, dude. I was like, I'm 29. It's not that weird that I'm here.
Oh my, that's not that bad. You're 29.
Yeah, that's weird.
Dude.
Especially falling down the steps in a fucking tracksuit at a college party after like...
How old are these college kids? Because there's like 21-year-old college parties and there's like 23-year-old and they're pretty different.
I think they were around, I don't know, it's probably a range between like 20 and 23.
Okay, that's pretty fair. I I remember the last time I don't even remember how old I was. The last time I did something like that, I think I was like 28. Someone was like, let's go to like a college party. And I was like, fuck yeah, I was in Westchester. And yeah. I walked in, I'm like, oh yeah, there's a bunch of fucking dudes sweating in a basement. Yeah. I just sat there and they're like, and I was like, all right.
Yeah, it was only fun to be there with my friends.
Yeah, exactly.
And hanging out with them, and it was nice. But
I had someone bring me to a rave one time.
Yeah?
Like, what the fuck's it called? There was a place, Soundgarden. It's on like First and Spring Garden.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, it's a rave. It's EDM, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
And I went in there and it's just people like, it was just like young, like little girls basically, just whacked out on drugs. Guy's like, dude, it's so easy to get pussy here. And I walked in and I was just like, dude, that's I'm getting fucking, the fuck out of here.
Space Jam,
this
dude.
This is nasty.
You gotta get out of there.
Yeah, dude, it was like someone hijacked someone else's bachelor party I was on. I was like, I got the perfect place to go. And this guy just wanted to like do drugs. He was like selling Molly. So he was like, I know where we can go. And he just like brought us to a Molly deal in a weird underage place. And I was like, yeah, I don't think this is a good idea. We found him later, passed out in his car, slumped over the wheel. Saved his fucking life. I woke him up. I'm like, yo, bro, get the fuck out of your car. You went to jail with all that fucking Molly on him?
Yeah, that's bad.
They don't like that shit.
Yeah, of course not.
He's like, no, I was selling it to 16-year-old girls.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, tell me. He's like, dude, it's like fish in a barrel. And I was like, all right, bud, we're going to get out of here.
That's a weird statement.
Yeah, especially when you're like, all right, so you're going to get that. My friend did that to me, too.
What?
When I was like 24, same thing. He was like, yo, dude, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, chilling. He was like, I'm going to have some chicks over. They're like, just whatever. They're like 19. He's like, I'm going to give them some alcohol, smoke some weed, probably get some pussy. And I was like, tapping out on that plan, bro. Not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's...
So you hurt your butt.
Hurt my butt.
And your feelings.
And then... I got a text from comedian Dan Soder that was like, hey, we're going to the Eagles game tomorrow and we have an extra ticket.
Instantly back on cloud
and
nine.
And I'm back to like, and I was like, who's all going? He was like, Big J and Michael Che from Saturday Night Live. And I was like, oh my God.
Wonderful.
I'm in.
How
this
was that?
Is great. Well, so I went to bed at like 5 that night. I had to wake up pretty early for the game because it was a 1 p.m. And Michael Che bailed, and my tickets were with Big J's sister in a different section. So I was just up there with Big J's sister in the rain, just like,
that's fucking sick.
What's up?
How was she?
She was nice. It was nice. Her and her boyfriend, and they're both like the most Philly people I've ever, like the accent was just, it was crazy.
Man, that's an incredibly awkward event.
No, it wasn't that weird. It wasn't. I still had some beer in me.
That's
everything
true,
was fine.
Yeah, that helps.
But it did rain the entire time, and...
I get like the heebie-jeebies thinking about those kind of things. When like, yeah. It's someone I kind of know, and they're like, hey, come. And then I sit with someone I don't even know at all. I'm just like, gee, I would have left.
No, those long stretches of me definitely not talking to them at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just watching the game.
That's true. I mean, it's not bad. It's sick that you were there.
Then later I went down and sat with them for a minute.
Nice.
And they were like, we're going to Pat's after this. I was like, ah, I'm going home, dude. Yeah. I'm fucking
fuck
dead.
You guys.
It was a rough...
It's tough, man. It's a big letdown.
It was a rough Monday, I'll tell you that.
It's a big letdown, dude.
Yeah, it was. I was like, oh, sick. Michael Che is going to be there? That's fucking awesome. They're like, no, he bailed and you got to sit with the sister. I was like, all right, still cool.
That's cool.
Still
go Birds.
Free ticket.
Go
fuck
Birds.
Yeah.
We love the Eagles. God damn, dude.
No, that was cool, though.
I'm sure it was fun.
Got to watch the Eagles game. That was sick.
Chill with
and
the boys.
Then,
FaceTime your boys during the game, like, yo, dudes, what's going on down there?
Yeah. It's like, thanks, man. Thanks again for the tickets. This is great, man. Is it cool if I come down there and hang out with you guys?
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
Yeah. Last Saturday was better.
What was last Saturday?
Last Saturday was I did that show at Helium for all those Texas cops. And
we ditched this last week?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then...
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
And then fucking... Brian Regan showed up to the bar, so we just got drunk with him.
Shane's
after the
first
Irish
dream, yeah.
Notre Dame USC
crushed.
So
him.
I had a good show. Then I sat.
Wait,
at the
no,
bar.
You performed for a bunch of cops.
I performed for a sold out room of Texas police officers.
Yes,
and made fun of them for killing black people and being fucking gay.
Yeah,
and then they were going nuts the whole time. And then I went out to the bar and watched Notre Dame destroy USC. And then they were like, "Oh, Brian Regan just texted. He's going to stop by." So they kept the bar open after hours. Regan comes in. I get round two with Regan of getting drunk
Jesus
with him.
Jesus Christ. And he recognized you from a Goobs.
He was like, oh, we hung out before. What's going on, man? And he was like, oh, how about Notre Dame? He's a Notre Dame fan. So we talked about the Irish the whole
God.
Time. And he was like, 50 shots of Patron. Let's go. I was like, fuck yeah, Regan.
And you woke up like,
oh, I woke up. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, Ghoul is in my room.
That is funny how you described that before. You'll be doing stand-up and you'll be in a place where like you're hanging with people, like noteworthy comedians and stuff, yeah. and you do have a good set. Everyone's like, "You're the fucking man." Then you walk outside, and just some guy's like, "Get the fuck out of the way."
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You walk outside.
Go in there.
Do you know who I am?
Go in there. Yeah.
Yeah, there's two good weekends in a row.
I always felt weird after shows when I come off and people are like, "Hey, good job, man." I always try to get out of there. I don't like that. People are like, "Yeah, hey, man."
I'm terrible at that. I never stay and talk to people.
I hate
like
it,
on
man.
The procession out of the people yeah, that are yeah, in the yeah. audience.
I always yeah. put headphones on and I'm just like, but I'm also kind of getting off on like the idea of they're like, "Wow, that guy doesn't even want to talk to us." And I'm walking out like, "I'm so fucking noble." I just walk out, hit a lap, come back, and yo, I'm like, "Yeah, I think they recognize me."
I've been working on it. I've been trying to
stick around, talk to the peeps,
take some fucking pictures,
yep.
ball out, just
that's true.
Hit them with the fucking deuces.
That's true.
Just be like, "Yo, listen to the podcast.
Listen to the cast.
The cast is hot.
It's a good move."